Istikhara means to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek goodness from Him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we do not know. In the dua of istikhara, we find these words: wa anta ta'lam wa la a'lam wa anta 'allamul ghuyub. Wa anta ta'lam, you know. Wala alam, and I don't know. So what I am just about to do, the task I am about to undertake, because you are the knower of the unseen, you are aware of the end result, and I am unaware of the end result. You are aware of the result, you are aware of the consequence. I am unaware. I am only speculating. I am only imagining that this house is good for me, and I will be very comfortable in this house. I am only speculating that this car is very good. It's a very good deal. And it will last for a very long time. It will remain with me for a very long time. It will serve my purpose. Whenever we go on any mission or undertake journeys or embark on any task, we are only speculating. Marriage on the basis of speculation, that this is the right match for me. She looks okay, he looks okay, the family looks okay. She will give me comfort, he will give me comfort. So istikhara means to ask that being who is fully aware of the end result of the mission that we are about to embark on, whatever it may be, religious or worldly. If something is compulsory, there is no need for istikhara. So istikhara means to seek goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And istikhara should be carried out before embarking on any mission, embarking on any task, undertaking any task. For example, if a person wishes to go to London this weekend, a very small task, he should perform istikhara. It's not necessary. But if he will perform istikhara, he will benefit from istikhara. One is that istikhara is ibadah. Secondly, he will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is not good, Allah will prevent him from going this week. And thirdly, his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ فَلْيَرْكَ عَرَكَاتَيْنِ. When one of you wishes, or when one of you intends to do something, إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالنِّكَحْ نَيْهِ. Nowadays, istikhara is confined to nikah only. إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ. بِالْأَمْرِ الَّذِي فِي ذِهْنِهِ. يَلِفْ لَمْ مَعْهُدْ ذِهْنِهِ. إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ. For this reason in the dua, اللهم إني, اللهم إن كان هذا الأمر إذا هم أحدكم بالأمر اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر So before doing anything, one should perform istikhara. Now each person will be able to carry out istikhara according to his ability, according to the time that he has, according to the importance he has for istikhara, according to the level of connection he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people will carry out istikhara only in important matters. And some people will carry out istikhara every time they do something. So istikhara is to seek goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically it is dua. That Allah, if this is good for me, grant it to me. If it is not good, then keep me away from it. That this is what istikhara is. And it should be done before carrying out any task. If a person is able to do istikhara before going to the shop to buy his normal shopping items, then good, alhamdulillah. Because it's possible, it's not good for him to go now. Accident may take place whilst he's going to the shop. But as I said, it's like performing nawafil. The more you perform, the good, the better. But everybody may not be able to perform the same. He may perform 100 rakats per day, and I will perform only maybe 50, and he will perform only 20. So istikhara is to be carried out before doing anything. This is the hukum. Now it's up to you how much you are able to do. Ma khaba man istakhara. That person will never lose who seeks goodness from Allah. Because if Allah guides him, how can he lose out? How can he make a loss? This is point number one. Point number two, it is dua. Dua. It's just like making any other dua. So when a person makes a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I am about to buy this house. If it is good for me, grant it to me. If it is bad for me, save me. Now, there are two things that may happen here. His dua may get accepted, his dua may not get accepted. So after the istikhara for 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, if he feels comfortable that yes, I want to buy this house, it could be that his dua has been accepted and this comfort that he finds in his heart is the result of his istikhara. So now whatever he sees will always be good in this house if he goes ahead with it. But it's possible that there are certain things that prevent his dua being accepted in the court of Allah. For example, he is consuming haram. He is wearing haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. So in this case, if he feels inclined towards buying this house, it is not as a result of his istikhara. He just feels inclined. His natural inclination or shaitan is putting this inclination. Only Allah knows why. So now if he buys this house and if something goes wrong, there should be no question mark in his mind and in his heart that after istikhara, why has this happened? Because it's not necessary that the inclination that he found in his heart was as a result of his istikhara. Istikhara is a dua. Whether it's accepted or not, only Allah knows. This is point number two. Point number three. If the istikhara was accepted and the inclination was there and he made a loss of £20,000 in this home, then he should counsel himself and make himself feel that if he had bought another house, he would have made a loss of £40,000. It was through the barakah of istikhara that this happened. If he marries somebody after istikhara and he finds problem in the marriage, then it was because of istikhara that he is facing these problems. Without istikhara, if he had married somebody, there would have been more problems. Fourth point. There are so many misconceptions regarding istikhara. Very soon, An article is coming in Riyadul Jannah, inshallah. Editorial, maybe next issue. Because people think istikhara is wahy. I have performed istikhara, and the inclination is there. Finish, final. Now if you tell him that don't do this, he says, no, I've done istikhara. So somebody who is religious, who is very pious, and he is able to see what he is not able to see, and he is in a position to see what you are doing is wrong, he will say, no, I've done istikhara. I've done istikhara to marry this girl, and my istikhara is positive. There are certain things which are very obvious. I've done istikhara to get in the car and drive on this road, but there is a ditch that I have seen which you haven't seen, so I'm telling you not to go. And I'm sure that your istikhara was not perfect. This inclination is not because of your istikhara, because I know that there is a ditch and I know what's going to happen, so I'm telling you not to go. Nowadays people use istikhara to get what they want, especially the young generation. That is why istikhara has become confined to marriage only. The young generation uses istikhara to force their parents or compel their parents to accept what they want, where they want to get married. This is what istikhara is for. So point number 4 or point number 5? Whatever the number is, point number 5 or point number 4. It is dua. It is dua. And a person does not necessarily have to see a dream. A person does not necessarily have to see something green in his dream. Green light. People write and say, I've done istikhara and I've been seeing green things for the last 3 nights. Why? Because the green light was already there before istikhara. You don't have to see anything white in your dream. You don't have to see farishta, angels. You don't have to see jannat in your dream. No, inclination. And as I said, why inclination? I've made dua to Allah, I've done istikhara, and the inclination is there. So there is a great possibility that Allah is guiding me towards this. But it's not necessary. It may not be as a result of your istikhara, if your dua is accepted only then. So you look at your inclination. So when people see good dreams or dreams associated to the istikhara, the thing that they are doing istikhara, that has an importance only if that is influencing your inclination. You don't go to somebody and ask him to interpret the dream for you and make you influence your inclination. How do you feel? So you wake up in the morning and you feel, oh, that was a great dream, and I think the direction I'm taking is correct. Yes. Look at your inclination. If no thought comes regarding the dream you've seen, ignore it. Look at your inclination. You saw a very bad dream and you feel that, no, I don't think so, I should take this path. You look at the inclination. An inclination of the heart. Point number 6. Istikhara can be performed any time of 24 hours. It's not necessary that before you go to sleep you do istikhara. Don't talk to anybody. Don't think about anything. Do istikhara anytime. Point number 7. Istikhara should be done by that person who wishes to embark on the mission. He shouldn't get anybody else to do it for him. إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعْتَيْنِ فَلْيَرْكَعْ میں ہوا کہ ضمیر کہاں لوٹ رہی ہے؟ احدکم کی طرح. ایسا نہیں ہے کہ إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ فَلْيَلْتَمِسْ الشَّيْخ الصَّالِحِ الَّذِي يَرْكَوْ لَهُ رَكَعْتَيْنِ himself. Falyar ka rakatain, himself the person. We are so lazy that we can't even perform 2 rakats for ourselves, and we go to you do it for me. Why? Because you are more pious and Allah will You do it. Ask him to make dua that I wish to embark on this mission and I am performing istikhara. Please make dua for me that Allah guides me to what is good. That is enough. But you have to do istikhara yourself. And whilst doing istikhara, whenever you remember that I want to carry this out and I still haven't decided, read the short formula of istikhara. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. Allahumma khir. Oh Allah, grant me goodness and oh Allah, choose for me. So do two things. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. And if you don't have time, if you have to make an instant decision and you can't perform istikhara, or you are lazy to perform istikhara because you feel it's not a very... Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. Allah will grant you goodness, inshallah. And another very important point. When doing istikhara, you need to clear your heart and mind of everything. And you need to become open-minded. You are deeply in love with somebody. And you speak to your parents and you say, I want to get married to this girl. And the discussion is going on and you start doing istikhara. Or you've done istikhara before talking to your parents. But without removing the girl from your heart or without an open mind, it's there. The deep love is there. You want to get married and you are just doing istikhara. So it's already decided before you're doing istikhara. What will you see in your dream? Without performing two rakats, you are seeing her in your dream. You are dreaming day in, day out. Even when you are awake, you are dreaming about her. I'm saying istikhara positive. And many parents, despite knowing that my son is heading towards a very dangerous path, once the name istikhara comes, because people think istikhara is wahi. Just like many people tend to take mashwara as wahi. Mashwara has taken place, finish. So you can always undo the mashwara, you can always rethink. Now some other developments have taken place, so you can always, it's not necessary that once mashwara has taken place, finish. You can re-sit down. Even the Amir can make a U-turn and say, no, the decision I took yesterday, fine, now things have changed, so I am taking this instant decision. The Amir has the power to change the decision. So istikhara is very, very blessed. And mashwara is also very, very blessed. Ma khaba man istakhar. The one who makes istikhara will never make a loss. Wa man nadima man istashar. And the one who seeks mashwara from experienced people, he will never regret. So if you want to save yourself from regret and loss, istikhara and istishara. But istikhara and istishara is not wahi. Guidance. Lot of people think that istikhara should only be performed if a person is indecisive. This is also wrong. Istikhara should be performed even you are decisive. Because talabul khair, istikhara means to seek goodness. So maybe you have reached the wrong conclusion. The person who is 50-50, who is indecisive, at least he will think twice before doing something. But maybe you have become decisive, you have taken a decision regarding a wrong thing, you are more in need of istikhara. So you make istikhara. And before istikhara or during istikhara or after istikhara, if you are indecisive, you are indecisive, so you make istikhara. You are decisive, but after the first night, you become indecisive. So you continue istikhara for three nights. Second and third night again. See how you feel after that. Add another two nights. Fourth, fifth, see how you feel after that. 7 days, then 8 days, 9 days, 10 days, 11 days. By 11 days, inshallah, you will.